Conor Pope joins us in studio. Did you watch any of it over the weekend?
I did not, but £100 million.
Over, wow. Yeah, that's what the record.
That's a lot of cash.
Well, that would include the concert as well last night, which was a huge production.
It was not my thing really at all.
Yeah.
No judgment on anybody who did watch it, but it's just not my thing.
Yeah, I was passing through for the coronation, and then I'm a music fan, so I watched the concert last night. Now, you're writing today about electric cars, and in particular the cost of batteries.
Yeah.
For a Nissan Leaf.
Well, actually, it was inspired by that because a letter writer to the Irish Times contacted us a couple of weeks back, and he had bought a Nissan Leaf, and it was his first new car, and he bought a Nissan Leaf, I think, 7 years ago, and the battery was depleting, so he went back into Nissan, and they told him that it would cost €19,000 to replace the battery.
Just say that again.
€19,000 for a battery. Now, that's a huge amount of money. Now, to be clear, so he wrote a letter to the Irish Times. A lot of people responded to that letter on the letters pages. So I kind of figured, well, you know what, I'm going to contact the man, talk to him, get a bit more of his backstory, find out what happened, what he plans to do with it, and then talk to some other people about the pros and cons of driving an electric vehicle. Because the reality is we're all going to be driving electric vehicles at some point. And they are, you know, they're not perfect from an environmental perspective. And as a lot of people say, is that the most environmentally friendly car that you can have is the one that's in your driveway already, because that isn't going to do any more environmental destruction, you know. But like if you're getting a new car and you buy an electric car, people would have been frightened to realise that could potentially happen. So, like, I suppose there's a few elements to it. First off, the Nissan Leaf in particular wouldn't have had the longest battery life. I mean, a lot of the cars that have come on the road since then,
the technology has developed,
have much longer battery life. So that might have had 150, 170, 180. So the battery had depleted by around 25%, which means that they could only really cover 100 kilometres without you know,
recharging
it. And 100 kilometres is fine if you live in Dublin 7 and you're just going in and out to Dublin 2 or whatever it might be. But if you're living in Kildare or Carlow and you need to get to Dublin regularly or you need to get wherever you need to get to, it's not really going to get you that far.
No.
So then the questions are, what do you do? Is that likely to happen to other people? And the reality is that, as I say, the technology has improved. Batteries have improved.
Have they got cheaper?
Well, actually, no. The thing is, they're in such high demand, and it's a basic laws of supply and demand. So electric cars are now, you know, they range anywhere from €25,000 up to €60,000, €70,000, €80,000 for, you know, the top of the range cars. And then you have your fancy Teslas, which are costing around €45,000, €50,000. And they're the ones that have probably the longest range, or up there with the longest range, because they can do 500-600 kilometres. So we're kind of getting to that space. And I think we do need to deal with the batteries, we need to deal with range, we also need to deal with the infrastructure. So I talked to this chap and I talked to the AA, and then there's a Q&A asking some fairly standard questions about electric vehicles and where we might be going with them.
So cost of battery, is that coming down? Is that going to be a thing for people?
To be honest, probably not.
Not, okay.
Because if you were to buy a car now, the range of the car might be 300 or 400 kilometres. So if, as in the case of our reader, if the battery was depleted by 25%, you'd still have, if it was 400, you'd still have a 300 kilometre range.
No, but then if the resale of it, so you're not going to buy a second-hand car, knowing that its battery has depleted down to 20 or 30%.
No, it's depleted by...
Yes.
20 or 30.
Okay.
So that's an important thing. Yes. But I think a couple of things will happen. The batteries will probably retain their value more than the cars in many respects. There's a company that's set up in the United States by former Tesla executives, and they're repurposing car batteries for use in other things.
Right.
And it's a hugely successful enterprise. They just can't get enough batteries to turn the business into this global thing. So the batteries, a lot of people, like one person who wrote to the Irish Times suggested that you'd use the battery, it would fade away and you'd bin it. Like, the batteries do have a substantial life beyond the car.
Right.
So I think that the batteries that are being made now are much better than the batteries that were being made seven years ago. So when I was speaking to the AAA, the reality is that the second-hand market hasn't matured enough for us to know what it's going to be like in 6 years or 7 years or 8 years. But the cars that are being made today are way better than the cars that were being made 7 years ago across the board. And that's not to have a pop at Nissan. It's just a reality of the world. The technology is improving.
But it's interesting. That's a thing that you wouldn't have had to consider buying a second-hand petrol or diesel.
Yeah, but there's other elements to that. And even our reader, when I was speaking to him, like, there are the environmental implications.
Yes, of course. Yes,
for 7 years, he's been driving an electric car, which A, was costing him virtually nothing because he was charging it at home. B, there's no wear and tear on it because the cost of maintenance.
I take all of that on board.
And C, there's no emissions.
I know, but try and sell that to me, Conor. Here's a car. You're buying a new car. It's costing you whatever, 30 grand. But in a number of years' time, you will have to buy a battery for 19 grand. Like, I'm not interested. Thank you very much.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm not a used car salesman. So.
Right. So then, anyway, it's all there in the Irish Times today. And you can go online and read that if you like. Okay. Pricewatch at RTE.ie. I was in Tesco recently and noticed Dove deodorant had a price of €9. But if I had a club card, it would have only cost me €4.50. That's half. If you do the maths, surely this is discrimination against people who don't sign up to its loyalty scheme. And how can there be such a big difference between the full price and the discounted one? It's half.
It is half. And this listener contacted us, but I've had other people contact me about this very issue. And indeed, I noticed it myself because, you know, you're pushing your shopping trolley up and down the aisles of Tesco's and you see this full price deodorant for €9 and then club card price €4.50. You think €9 is a lot of money to spend on deodorant. And one of the things that confused me about it, and I've never had the satisfactory answer to this, is it's a 48-hour deodorant.
All right.
But like, would you not wash it off in the shower after the first 24 hours? But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So there is this huge move by Tesco to phase out, and it's been happening since the start of the cost of living crisis, really, to kind of phase out a lot of the special offers that would have been widely available to all shoppers and to target them directly at club card shoppers. Right. And the club card is obviously the Tesco loyalty scheme. And I can totally see where they're coming from, because A, they want more people to join their club card. B, they can't have the same level of special offers as they had pre-cost of living crisis, because they're trying to make, you know, they're trying to make ends meet, for want of a better phrase. And they're trying to, you know, so they're cutting back on a lot of the special offers. But they want to create the impression, as you walk up and down the aisle, that there's loads of special offers. So by making certain products club card prices, A, you get more people to join your club card or to use the club card, so you collect more data on them. B, you have more promotional coupons.
A sidebar, by collecting the data on your customers, What way do you use that data?
Well, it depends on the retailer, and you can use it in all sorts of ways. I mean, you can target, you know, I mean, you can say, okay, well, X, you know, these retailers are buying X product, Y product, and Z product. So maybe I could get them to buy product A and B as well. So I'm going to target them with coupons or vouchers in their next circular. The other thing is, you can just, you know, as a data mining exercise, you know what products are popular, you know when people are buying them, you know kind of the age profile of the people buying products and all sorts of different things.
So you use
that data for whatever means. And like I've told you before about all sorts of dark stories about people using it for nefarious reasons, not Tesco, but other companies, particularly in the United States. So anyway, that's the thinking behind the club card or the loyalty card schemes. So then there's the whole thing about the price discrepancies and, you know, €9 versus €4.50. So I contacted Tesco and I just asked them, like, lads, like we've talked to me, myself and Tesco and Aldi and Lidl, we I have a lot of overbacks with them about prices across the board, butter, milk, whatever it might be. But I just said, like, how can this product be so? Well, I sent them the mail and said, what can you say? So they got back to me this afternoon. They said, all retailers operate different promotional cycles. In this case, we are offering this promotion for club card holders, which means they can purchase this product for €4.50. Club card prices are our way of giving our loyal customers great value and exclusive deals in our larger stores and online. And then the product referred to is a branded 200 milliliter can and is a higher efficacy product. And it's important to note that we also stock many other branded deodorant products, which range in size and price from €2.20, €2, €3, and €4. And that is indeed all true. But it doesn't really explain the massive price differential. So then, just for divilment, I went off and I priced the same product in other shops.
Right.
And I couldn't find it selling for €9 anywhere. Like, I found it in some big pharmaceutical chains where it was selling for €8, which is still dear.
Yes.
But it's not €9. Okay. And then I found a lot of other, you know, similar products by the same company that, again, offer the same length of time protection. I'm not necessarily saying they're identical products, for selling for €6, €6.50. So it could be. Cynic might suggest.
Yes, go on.
That you price.
Be cynical for a moment.
You price a product at a certain high level to make the promotional price look attractive. Seem more attractive.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that they're doing that, but I'm saying that would certainly be one reason why you might consider that. Because I don't think there'd be many people who would buy a product, any kind of deodorant, for €9. Because it seems like a lot to
pay.
But
as you say it there, it sounds to me that if I don't have a club card and I buy a 200 milliliter can of deodorant, 48 hour, whatever, that I'm subsidising the people who do have club cards.
Absolutely. And I think, and a lot of people, and it's not just with this product, there's a lot of products that are on discount, you know, with, for club card holders, and a lot of people aren't club card holders. So the ones who aren't club card holders are paying the higher price.
Yeah.
And that is a way that Tesco are subsidising the lower prices.
If everybody had a club card.
Yeah. Well, then there would be no promotional incentive to offering it at the discount, and they would probably, a retailer like Tesco would offer it at a slightly different price, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
But I think the reality is that it's part of the cost of living crisis piece, in that they want to continue offering promotional deals. They're not going to offer them to everybody, so offer them to people who are the loyal customers.
Okay. I lived in California and that club card 50% discount was in all grocery stores. Hate seeing it here too now. By the way, that 48-hour deodorant is amazing for perimenopause sweating.
There you go.
And you can get branded deodorant for $2.99 in the discount stores. So
yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm glad I know why. And I wasn't slagging off the product. I'm sure it's a very good product.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. Pricewatch@rte.ie if you want Conor to grapple with any of your consumer issues. Thanks very much, Conor. Talk to you next week.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.